this all come crashing down? Well, I invite you all on Facebook, players, bystanders, and side characters of the people in my life, to take a seat and listen. You are all involved somehow. Somehow everyone is wrapped into this mess. Even if you weren't invited to my wedding, I don't care. You might hear of the drama, and I'd rather you hear it from me. I'm not asking for sympathy. I just want to tell my story. Before I begin this mini novel, I invite all of you, including the C-words who have ruined my marriage and life, to put yourself in my shoes. For once, let me take the stage and let me voice the most painful few months in my life. We started touring venues and were torn between two. We were planning their wedding. A local psychic told us to go with the more expensive option, and we thought, why the hell not? We just needed a little push. Our dream wedding amounted to $60,000, all included with flights to Aruba. All we asked was for a little help from our friends and family to make it happen. I specifically asked for cash gifts. How could we have our wedding that we dreamed of without proper funding? We had sacrificed so much and only asked each guest for around $1,500. We talked to a few people who even promised us more to make our dream come true. My maid of honor, who shall not be named, pledged $5,000 along with her planning services. We tearfully thanked and accepted. My ex's family offered to contribute $3,000, so our request for $1,500 for all other guests was not effing out of the ordinary. Like, we made it clear, if you couldn't contribute, you weren't invited to our exclusive wedding. It's a once and a lifetime party. So we sent out RSVPs, and only 8 people replied and sent us the check. We were effing livid. How was this supposed to happen without a little help from our friends? To make matters worse, my ex's family took back their offer. Suddenly, more people backed out, including the C-word maid of honor, my best friend since childhood, my second family. I was so shocked and tearful. To make matters worse, it was only a month before the wedding. To cancel everything would have been more than $5,000. Desperately, we resent our invites and asked people to donate what they could. I mean, seriously, people, what is $1,000? What is $1,500? Clearly not a lot. It would be quite manageable and within budget. Right. I've people asking for worse. I'm going to jump down again
rent.
Here.
The answer she was looking for is rent.
Yes.
For like a studio. Rent.
My bridesmaids climbed on the boat with my maid of honor and dissed me. They essentially told me I was crazy. They asked for their deposit back, so I said, F you. I refuse to give it back until they can pay me back for their emotional distress. My ex started to talk to my maid of honor and gossip about me behind my back. I overheard him talking in the basement when he called me a stuck-up bitch. Anyway, I am exhausted. I am bone-tired. My heart is not the same. It's stone-cold, fragmented, empty. I need to get away from this awful society. How hard would it have been to effing donate, friends? Do I matter to you? Just effing give me money for my wedding. I won't even sugarcoat. I won't even pretend that's not what I wanted. It was for a dream. I was stabbed, cheated on, and worked. Goodbye. See you in 2 months. To which the first reply is, I have no words. You're out of your mind, Susan.
I agree with the first comment.
Happy 2018.
I was gonna say, Happy New Year.
And I'm Derek Gary. Until next week, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks,
she makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw, pick a picture.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. Competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go
see. One day we're going to control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth.
We're brought to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all. But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all could hear us.
In all.
Welcome to On the Town, Mikey D. I am Phil. Happy New Year, everybody. So, with it being, you know, just after the holiday, like literally the day after our holiday, we do not have a live show for you this evening, but we do have the concert report. And a whole bunch of music. So in that spirit, I'm going to take some requests. So 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636. Would love to hear from you guys. What was your favorite local tune of 2018? I would love to hear it. All right. So that being said, there was a recent release. It actually just came out just before Christmas, and it's a pretty unique tribute album to a kind of forgotten classic, if you will. And how could I possibly put this? 'Cause you don't know these songs, but they kind of have a legendary status. Anyway, I'm just gonna shut up and play the song. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
Well, you took me to a picture show. Hey, what's the first thing? to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Loud music was coming from a car.
Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
I drive through 4 lanes of strange, and you said magic. And nothing about this situation is tragic. And I would like to get to know me. And I look to you as you're asleep in the passenger seat. And I believe, yes I believe that I have to go away for a while. Steps and change that I'm not sure of. And I admit that I've lost all the things I like the allure of. But I would like to tell you everything. But I know how this works and I don't mind waiting. And I believe, yes
Thank you. the USA.
So don't give up on the
little more life. A little more life, life, life. A little more life. A little more life, life, life. Tiny furniture floating downstream. Tiny promises you know you'll never keep. Tiny ghosts they visit in our sleep. Tiny furniture floating downstream.
WMFO. That was Walter Sicker and the Army of Broken Toys with A Little More Life from their RPM Challenge album that came out this past March. Little Billy Lost with Made in the USA. Laylo Moon gave you All Affirming, and I started that block off with Big Time Kill's cover of I'm Not an Effigy. From Effigies, a tribute to Ministries with Sympathy. Now, with that particular album, Al Jourgensen has completely disowned the album, and he says it's a piece of crap and all of that stuff, and a whole bunch of people who thought otherwise decided to pay tribute. So that was the opening track to that tribute album. All right. This is Phil. I am bringing you lots of local music until midnight. So keep those requests coming. 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636. Would love to hear from you. Looking forward to hearing from you. But in the meantime, let's see. Let's do this one. 91.5 WMFO. I won't beg you to stay.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Thank you. This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
WMFO. That was Duck and Cover with Live It Up. Before that, I had The Winter Project with Moving Day. Madam Bruja gave you Real. Three Parts Dead with My Mistake. And I started that big block off with Old Jack and The Sea. Yes. Wonderful Boston and New England music here at On the Town with Mikey D. And I am more than happy to play it. So keep the requests coming. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. Yes. So and I figured I would go to Maine for this one. This is Spouse. They released an EP called Sell the Silver. I believe it was their first record in, how many years? Eight. It was their first record in 8 years. And here's a track from it. It's called Bit Drone. 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you. Masters or cruise on the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO MedFit 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.